All right, coming next to the stage, we have another volunteer from Sit, Stay, Read. Please welcome Kathleen Kirk.
So I'm going to tell you a story called Aren't You Glad? And frankly, it was never about the orange one way or the other. It was all about the dog collar. I had bought the dog collar because it looked like a log cabin quilt pattern, and it's one of my favorite quilt patterns. It's got a little block in the middle and borders around it that, if you think figuratively, think would look like logs that put you together and build a log cabin. And this was for Lucy, the yellow dog of my dog duo. Einstein was the chocolate lab, and Lucy was the yellow lab. And she got the quilt-like collar because she was the girl. Einstein had a far more masculine collar, and it wasn't a quilt, but he, too, sort of always lusted after that big quilt-like collar. And I looked at Lucy's collar many times a day as we walked. I'd walk both dogs, and we'd walk for hours and miles, and I'd look at that collar, and I think to myself, that collar would make for a great quilt. And frankly, it probably worked out well for Lucy, too, because it meant she could pull ahead of me and I could just adore the quilt collar that she was wearing, and she didn't get pulled back. So that was my mantra. That collar would make for a great quilt. So one day, I got ready to make a quilt like that collar. It was the pink and purple that I'd always gravitated toward, so I started pulling pink and purple from my stash. I built a pile. There was an obvious red that's the traditional center of that log cabin quilt. So I was pulling pink, I was pulling purple, and I pulled red. And I built my big stash I was going to work from. So off I headed to head to quilt with my girls, my quilting friends. And we were getting together for a day of the quilting. And upon settling in and starting to chat, I started unpicking the pieces from my pile and sewing them together, running them through the sewing machine, strip after strip. Pink and purple and red. And at one point, one of them stopped and said, "Well, where's the orange?" I'm like, "What orange? Why orange?" Just to put a little attitude in it. And they kept saying, "Well, the collar has orange in it." I had never seen the orange. And I reacted with horror, thinking, I have orange bias. And I'd already always considered myself this very inclusive person. And here I was discovering this very biased and limited perspective I had. I'd never noticed. And I realized I'd been orange blind, mile after mile, walking with Lucy in front of me, wearing this collar that I was adoring. And I didn't have any orange strips. I hadn't pulled any orange strips. And I hadn't pulled any orange strip because I probably didn't have any orange fabric from which I could rip strips to add to my strip pile. So there I was without orange, but quilting girl pals, being what they are, quickly jumped in and gave me lots of orange. And so I started adding it in, and it was pink strips, purple strips, red centers, orange. And I did the same thing over and over again. And slowly this quilt representing the collar was coming to life. And in where I used to live, my design wall, where people hang up and sort of audition different layouts for their quilts, my design wall was actually my sewing room floor. And so I would lay out the way a project was starting to look, and then Lucy the Yellow Lab and Einstein the Chocolate Lab would come in. They believed they had a far better sense of design than I did, and frankly, they would lay on the pieces. And so they would get rearranged, and often their design, their new layout, was far better than the one I'd started with. So I looked at the one they came up with, and I thought, I'm going to go with it, because now I had the pink and the red and the purple and the orange. So I started putting together the design, and I loved how it was looking, but something was missing. And I went back, so conscious of my bias at this point, to check the collar. Had I missed another color? No, there's pink, there's pink. There's red, there was red. There's purple, there was purple. There was orange, there was orange. And I couldn't figure out what I had missed. And then I realized that I'd been looking at the collar all this time, but then I shifted and started looking at the quilt. And the way the quilt always turned out was the pink and the purple and the red and the orange, and Lucy laying on at the yellow lab, but more importantly, Einstein, the chocolate lab, was laying. And that's what was missing, was the chocolate in the quilt. So the way the quilt finally turned out, the true representation of the dogs and the collar, has the pink, the purple, the orange, the red, and Einstein, the chocolate. So aren't you glad?
That is lovely. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Dogs are so helpful for things like that.
Amazing.
Right? Oh. Collaborator, artist Lee, did you give your dog co-production credit on the quilt?
So, you know, I should check. I think I did.
Yes.
I think I got the label.
Gotta get those credits. That's one thing I've never seen, you guys. It's all about the credits. Thank you, Kathleen Kirk. That was lovely. I love it.